Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Frank Sinatra.
Night and day. You are the one. Only you. Under the sun.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Old Gold Cigarettes, the treasure of them all, presents Songs by Sinatra. Frank's cast this evening, Andre Previn, Francis Robinson, and naturally the Pied Pipers, Axel Stordahl, and other paid-up subscribers in the organization of the voice himself. That's all, except here's Frank.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to sell their quota, and the way things are, I guess they never will. They got a million tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea made of juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. A politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. And they got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunking doesn't take a lot of skill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Hey, Pedro, get the flashlight. I cannot find the sugar. Back to school. Hiya, neighbors. Hiya, neighbors, and saludos, amigos. Tell you, too much fine fall weather and too many tender nights have spaced themselves betwixt and between us. Since last we draped ourselves over the old melodeon and brightened the corner together. Leave us not put it off to mañana, but rise our childish voices in song right now. So I call upon those talented lads and the last known in these tuneful parts of the Pied Pipers. And the meeting begins, and the pipers are away.
But I don't know enough about you. Just when I think you're mine, you try a different line. And baby, what can I do? I read the latest news.
No buttons on my shoes.
But baby, I'm confused about you. You got me in a spin. Oh, the two I'm in. 'Cause I don't know enough about you. Jack of all trades, master of none.
And isn't it a shame?
I'm so sure that you'd be good for me if you'd only play my game. You know I went to school and I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. I wish it weren't so true, but what can I do?
wish I knew more about Prokofiev. It wouldn't help, cause you'd still bump me off. Hey, baby, don't know enough about you.
Say, Frank, I'm Art Gilmore. I'm pinch hitting this week for Marvin Miller. Have a cigarette?
Oh, now, hold on a minute. You just can't whip out a cig just like that. You got to come up with some answers, son.
Oh, okay, Frank, I got the answer.
Well, for instance, this cigarette. Is it a throat remedy?
Oh, Frank, how can you say such things?
Furthermore, can you make some kind of a medical claim about this cigarette?
Why, of course not. The very idea.
Do you mean to stand there and tell me you can't come up with even a smudgeon of a laboratory test about this cigarette?
Look, Frank, I may be new around here, but I'm old of old gold. You know darn well that as you light an old gold, you're not lighting up a throat remedy or a batch of clinical cases or some hocus-pocus medical claim about smoking. Now, what you're doing is putting a match to the smoothest, most fragrant cigarette in the book. Honest, we don't want you to become a hypochondriac every time you smoke or to compare yourself to a test tube. All we ask is that you enjoy the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. Look, old golds are made by folks who've been associated with the best in tobaccos for nearly 200 years. So you think we're crazy or something, selling you throat treatments and all that? We're in the tobacco pleasure business. And every advanced control known to science is concentrated on just one thing in an old gold. To give you a cigarette that's absolutely tops in rich, mellow, deep smoking enjoyment. Throat remedy? Oh, no. Smoking joy? Ah, yes. That's old gold story. So listen, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of old gold.
Son, you sure have seen the light. And you speak the solid truth. Yes, sir. And I know that there's not a pair of ears out there that don't agree. Anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, old gold. You know, neighbors, about the only thing one nation ever lets another nation get away with today without blowing a police whistle is a song. A song is the most efficient fifth column for peace in the world. Maybe we ought to send all our songs to the peace conference, because it's awfully hard to hate other guys when you're singing four-part harmony with them. Saying which, I guess I'll back out of here singing one of the best ballads that has come across our music stands in many a meeting.
Somewhere in the night, there must be someone for me. Somewhere in the night, who knows where somewhere may be. Across the way, or maybe way beyond a distant star. How I wish I knew just where and who you are. Somewhere in a dream, I find her here by my side. Then when I awake, my dream drifts out with a sigh. My lonely heart keeps saying to me, doesn't seem right. There must be someone somewhere in the
last week, friends, we hauled into the pitiless limelight of this meeting of Glockenspielers, a timid young genius who makes with arrangements and things musical for MGM, and who was credited with doing a fine piece of work in the score of Holiday in Mexico. I'm speaking, of course, of Andre Previn, and he is back in Sinatra's Got 'Em. Yes, sir. Including a swell Previn presentation of Lover. Play that thing, son. Thank you.
Good night, son. Just for laughs, the pipes, Axel, and five well-dried gourds and I would like to get off on a tune that has the Sewing and Cultural Society of God. So, senor, if senoritas, help us take it away, won't you?
Up here in the land of the hot dog stand, the atom bomb and the good humor man, we think of South American neighbors are grand, we love them to beat the band.
South America, babaloo, babaloo, aye, babaloo, one favor you can do, aye, you can do. You beautiful land below, don't you know what you began? To put it plainly, I'm tired of shaking to that Pan-American plan. Take back your samba, ay, your rumba, ay, your conga, ay, ay, ay. I can't keep moving, ay, my chassis, ay, any longer, ay, ay, ay. Now maybe Latins, ay, and their middles, ay, are built stronger, ay, ay, ay. But all this taking through the quaking and this making with the shaking leaves me aching. Ole!
First you shake around the saddle there, then you shake around the saddle here, then you shake around the saddle there. That's enough, take it back, my spine's out of whack. There's a strange click clack in the back of a sacroiliac.
Ow! Take back your conga, aye, your samba, aye, your rumba.
Aye, aye, aye!
Why can't you send us, aye, a less than you, aye, a number? Aye, aye, aye.
I've got more bumps now.
Aye.
Than on a
aye.
Cucumber.
Aye, aye, aye.
While all those Latin drums are clopping like a jumping jack, I'm hopping without chopping. Ole!
South America, take it away. First you shake around and settle there. Then you shake around and settle here. Then you shake around and settle there.
That's enough, take it back, my spine's out of whack.
There's a great click-clack in the back of my sacroiliac.
That's a fact, take back your conga, aye, your samba, aye, your rumba. Bring back
I
the old
say aye, aye, aye in there.
Aye, mamba, aye, aye, aye.
I got more bumps now, aye, than on a aye cucumber, aye, aye, aye. While all those Latin drums are clopping like a jumping jack, I'm hopping without stopping. Hooray!
So I like neighborly relations, all this crazy new generation, slam my patience. Hooray! I know there's danger really lurking if my shoulders keep on working at the jerking. Hooray! South America, take it away.
I didn't think I'd ever get through it. Thank you very much. Thank you. Wow. We come now, friends, to the exhibit labeled Boy Meets Girl, in which we have high hopes of proving that we yield to nobody more when it comes to pronouncing it choppingly on the tongue. Yes, yes. Or, when in doubt, sing, brother. The girl whom I lead daintily forward at this point with a glad grin of one who gets to hold a pretty girl's hand is one of show business's loveliest Hollywood's most talented Miss Glamour Puss of the Week, Frances Robinson. Come on, Fran, come on. You see, it's really very simple, as you will see. I am boy, Frances is girl, and the tune... They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful. So they say. And with a moon up above, it's wonderful.
wonderful. So they tell me, I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand. And the thing that's known as romance is wonderful. In every way, so they say.
Mind if I sit beside you?
No. That is, I guess I don't.
Well, make up your mind.
Well, it wouldn't do me any good. You're sitting here now.
Yeah.
I've seen you before, haven't I?
Every single morning. I've been getting on this bus at 7:05 every morning.
I know that.
Then why do you ask me?
You're a funny fella.
Oh, sure, I'm a riot.
You always got your nose in a book.
It's my nose.
Why do you have to sit next to me, then? We're the only people on the bus.
Look, Bright Eyes, in about 5 minutes, there'll be so many people in this thing, you'll have to scream to fall down. So I've been watching you, and I notice you usually mind your own business. So, I decided to pick you out to sit next to. So don't try to mind my business. See?
Well, I like that. I'm flattered to death.
Oh, relax. I've got some studying to do.
Oh. You go to school?
Yep.
What are you studying? Goodness. Looks like Greek to me.
It would. I'm studying physics. Nuclear physics. You know, the kind of science that made the atom bomb.
Oh. You want to make atom bombs? Oh, and you seem so nice.
Listen, when I left off studying, the only thing I knew about physics was the principle of the inclined plane. You know, a Sandy Andy or a roller coaster, something like that.
What's wrong with roller coasters?
Nothing. But in a few years, we're going to be able to harness the atom for the good of mankind. We'll run ships with it, provide power. Maybe we'll go to the moon.
Oh, the moon.
So you see, I want to know what makes those little things tick. Wait a minute. I don't like the way you said, oh, the moon.
Well, I can say what I want, can't I?
Sure, but what do you got against the moon?
Men.
Oh. I bet you never brought the right three people together.
What three people?
You, the moon, and a guy.
Well, maybe not. Why don't you worry about your people, and I'll worry about mine.
What people?
Your little atoms.
Look, you're just a bunch of atoms yourself, girlie.
Oh, how am I doing?
Well, they're nice atoms.
Gee, what's that?
You know, if I didn't have a blind date tonight, I'd call you up.
What? I have a blind date coming up, too.
No.
Yes.
How do you like that? My friend Artie Hilton's girl knows some dame called Alice Sacknipper.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah, and she'll probably be murdered, too. Oh, brother. She'll probably be 7 feet tall, bent in toward the knees with a smile that looks like a fence in front of a haunted house.
Oh, she will she?
You know her?
What? No. No, I never heard of her.
Oh.
I have that kind of luck, too. My boyfriend will probably be one of those fat, loud boys with a high collar and button shoes and bay rum behind his ears.
Yeah, yeah. It sure is a rugged world, ain't it? Yeah, it's a pretty tune. Pretty girl, too. What's the message?
Falling in love is wonderful, so they say.
Yeah, so they say.
You're neglecting your atoms. You'll never get to the moon that way.
Oh, I can smash an atom any time I want.
Well, I have to get off the next stop.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Well, I got a pencil handy. What's your name?
Alice.
Alice? Alice what?
Can you spell?
Sure. If I can't, my pencil can.
All right. Alice Sacknipper.
Alice Sacknipper. Now, wait a minute. Hold the phone. Now, just 1 second. You sure that your name is Alice Sacknipper?
Absolutely sure. And don't forget your high-button shoes, and I'll try bending my legs in at the knees and working up a horror smile for you.
No, no, stop. No, I mean, keep going. Skip it. Driver, never mind. The lady changed her mind. Now, listen, stop pushing buttons and let me try and talk myself out of this thing, will you?
They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful. So they tell me.
I can't recall who said it.
I know I never read it.
I only know they tell me that love is great.
And so you see, the isotope of that element combined with the other and referring back to Bohr's planetary theory of the atom, and you can work it out under Einstein's formula.
Alice, look, I've only got one more dime, and we've been on this bus for 10 hours. And you're smarter than me, and I love you. And I'm sorry what I said about blind dates, and you can go to the moon. All I want is a little peace and quiet.
And furthermore, it says in your book that a free electron from a hydrogen atom...
Alice, look. Alice, look, there's a big, beautiful moon coming up.
Yes. It says that this free electron is liable to attach itself to the orbit of another element producing
Alice,
something...
Alice, darling, look. Give me back my book and I'll marry you.
Of course. Now give the man the dime and we'll take just one more ride till I finish the book.
Alice, moon, love, romance, boy and girl, you know. She don't know. To hold a girl in your arms is wonderful, wonderful in every way. So they say.
Or something, maybe we should hop on the bandwagon and make all sorts of medical claims about smoking, tell you about throat irritation and laboratory tests and stuff like that there, but we don't want to. We think you like to smoke for the pleasure of it, for the wonderful fun of really good, fine quality tobaccos. So when we ask you to try Old Gold, we talk to you about tobaccos, the goodness of tobaccos, the sheer miracle of taste in every morsel of Old Gold tobacco. Let's not kid ourselves. No cigarette can give you a throat treatment, but for pleasure, the pleasure of smooth, mellow smoke rolling tastily on your tongue, come to Old Gold. Yes, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Gold. Ask for them at your tobacco counter. Look for them in the cigarette vending machine.
That old monster, the clock which runs things around here, says we got just enough time to hold forth on one of the best tunes of the season. So if you got the end, stand up and gather around while Axel, Anze, and I do.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true. If you let me, you're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny. We're in or we're out of the money. But I'm with you always. I'm with you rain or shine.
Well, neighbors, it was another fine meeting, as always, and proves again that Wednesday night is the shortest night in the week. I do hope you'll sit in with us next week, and in the meantime,
put your dreams away for another day. And I will take the place in your heart.
See you next week, neighbors, and remember, cigarettes. Make it a treat instead of a treatment and light an old goal. Good night.
Next Wednesday and every Wednesday is the night for Songs by Sinatra, presented by P. Laurel Arn and Company, a great name in tobaccos for nearly 200 years, and makers of old gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all. The Frank Sinatra Show is written by Frank Wilson and produced and directed for Old Gold by Man Hollander. This is Art Gilmore speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.